Your Self Miracle was session 6. Be as confident as you want to be. Welcome to this important session on building your confidence to superhero levels. Before we start, how are you doing with your daily actions? I will warn you now, I want to see evidence that you have made progress, and I'm going to ask you to describe to me at the end of this session what you have done to achieve your desires so far. Hey Sledge, you're just a tyrant. Yeah, you better believe it. The reason I'm asking you to do this is that you can often get too carried away listening to my dulcet tones and just doing enough to get the next recording without putting what you learn into practice. What's the point of that? I can tell you nothing. Don't worry, I only want a brief summary from you and I will explain more later on. Okay, let's concentrate on making you a super confident powerhouse with this session. Now, this may shock you, but I was very shy and timid when I was younger. What, you Sledge? You've got to be kidding me, right? No, I'm not kidding you. Up until my mid to late 20s, I was one shy boy. I had major issues with meeting girls, making friends, progressing in my career, and other big things in my life. One day at work, they told us that we would have to go on a training course to improve our communication skills. Oh, I was petrified at the thought of this. And the fear grew even stronger within me once I read the course syllabus. The last objective was giving a presentation. What? Speaking in front of people? Oh, get me out of here. Now that was then. Now I am confident speaking in front of hundreds of people and I enjoy it immensely. So, how did I make the swing from this epitome of timidity to wanting to speak to the world? The answer is, I met my fear head on. Dale Carnegie said that every time you act on a fear, you strengthen it. If you accept fear, it will strengthen your lower self and it can paralyze you. Most people have had this feeling when trying to approach someone of the opposite sex. If you haven't and you do this with confidence, then you're to be admired. But I'm sure there are other areas of your life where you're not totally confident, and the techniques in this session will help you to be confident in all situations. Do you remember my story about learning to swim? I wasn't confident in the water, but I turned it around by thinking, hey, if all these other people can do it, so can I. What I really did was tackle my fear head on, and hey presto, I learned to swim. I did the same with my fear of presenting to people. I knew that other people could do this, and I added extra spice to this by visualizing and feeling the joy and satisfaction of receiving a standing ovation for my presentation. This changed my outlook on giving presentations completely and made me feel excited about presenting. And this gave me the motivation to be a good speaker, so I read everything I could about performing a professional presentation and the rest is history. It was literally as simple as that. Since then I've performed hundreds of presentations in my life to small and large audiences and thoroughly enjoyed them all. But there's something else I did in those days which I believe marked the beginning of overcoming my shyness. The foundation, if you want. And that was, I learned to respect myself. Now please ask yourself an honest question. Remember to use your first name. Do you really respect yourself? Now you may have read in other self-development manuals the term learning to love yourself. The word love tends to conjure up different connotations with different people. I'm not asking you to have a passionate affair with yourself. If that gets your juices flowing, then go for it. But it's really not necessary to ask yourself out on a date. That's why I prefer respect, as everybody understands that. Okay, what kind of answer did you get? If it was in any way negative, then we have to work on your self-respect. You may have heard the statement before, if you don't love yourself, then you will not attract love from others. This is one of the first things that I learned about self-development many years ago, and it changed my life. And it will change yours too. As you already know, everything revolves around your higher and lower self. If you have deep respect for yourself, then your higher self will prevail. If you have negative or even neutral feelings about yourself, then this will fuel your lower self. So how do you build this deep respect for yourself? Well, it's a simple three-stage process. The first thing to do is to tell yourself that you are truly great. The second thing to do is to tell yourself that you can do anything. And the third thing to do is to stop criticizing yourself. Look, as always, it's just a matter of sending the right messages to your subconscious. You already know this is the key to your success. Hit your subconscious with many positive messages and neutralize all the negative messages, and you'll get what you want, my friend. Let me give you another example. I've spent most of my life in the computer and telecommunications industries. And of course, I know a lot about these industries. Oh, Sledge, you're such a bigot. Yeah. But if I was looking for a job and someone offered me a position as, say, a senior executive in the cosmetics industry, and all the job conditions are right, would I take it? Yeah, no problem. What do I know about the cosmetics industry? Absolutely jack, zero, zilch, nothing. So how can you take this job then? Because I have supreme self-confidence. I have a strong belief that I can manage anything in any industry. Sure, I would have to learn about the business, but this wouldn't take me long. Could I become a brain surgeon overnight then? No. But if I wanted to do the years of training required to do this, then I could do that too. Oh, come on, Sledge. Look, because I believe that if someone else can do this, so can I. This is absolutely no reason why you can't have the same beliefs. Just reinforce this in your subconscious by telling yourself, if they can do it, so can I. Tell yourself as often as possible also, I am a great person and I can do anything. If you get any negative thoughts, just neutralize them with, you're wrong. I am a great person and I can do anything. To further strengthen your self-respect, recall something from your memory which you did really well. Now, don't even think about telling me you can't think about something you have done that you did really well. Now, perhaps it was helping someone or passing a tough exam or learning to drive or excelling in some sport or game or doing something challenging at work. Now, once you recall this, think about how you felt after this, yeah? Was it deeply satisfying? Were you elated or very proud of yourself? Whatever the emotion was, feel it now and make it strong. You can conjure up these emotions in your body just by having these kinds of recalls. This is very powerful, and we're going to use it later on to give you instant confidence. Yes, I said instant. Something people do continuously is criticize and berate themselves. You know the situation, you make a mistake or say something stupid, and then you'll either speak out or think to yourself, you idiot, or probably a lot worse. This may seem natural and quite innocent for you to do this, but every time you do it, you damage your self-respect. Like every negative thought or action, just neutralize it with a positive one when it happens. Just don't agree with yourself. Building total respect for yourself will take a little time, but it's certainly not difficult and essential to have unshakable self-confidence. Now I'm going to concentrate on your body. Ooh, nice, huh? Let me ask you another question. When you walk into a room full of strangers, how do you walk? Do you walk tall with your head high, full of confidence? Or are you stooped with your head down, feeling nervous and apprehensive? When I'm meeting new people or facing a difficult situation, I always walk with a confident strut. I don't know what's going to confront me, but I'm always confident with controlled breathing, ready for anything. Can you do that? Of course you can. Let's try it now. Come on, stand up. Take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Okay, let's have a little fun here. Keep standing up. Imagine that you're about to make an entrance to receive an award for the best actor or actress in a major Hollywood movie. Go out to that stage with the widest smile you can muster. Now look around you. Everyone is cheering and calling your name. What an entrance you made! Now feel how great this is. Come on, do it. Smile and feel that appreciation. People are calling your name. Now I can tell you, you can turn on this kind of feelings and confidence whenever you want it, just by conjuring up this kind of feeling. Okay, how do you do this? You just create an anchor. What, one of those metal jobs that makes a boat stop? Oh yeah, of course. Next time you want to be confident about something, go and buy some mild steel and a hacksaw and make an anchor. I'm not talking about a ship's anchor, but the name given to a reference point that can trigger emotions within us. Now, as with everything, this works both ways. It can be either negative or positive. Remember my learning to swim story? Oh no, Sledge, you're not going to bore me with that again. Well, I'm not going to go over the whole story again, you'll be no doubt relieved to know. But I want to use it as a reference to explain emotional anchors. Before I changed myself and overcome my fear of swimming and water, the very sight of a swimming pool or the smell of chlorine immediately manifested my fear. Now, the good news is that we can use this to our advantage. We can create a trigger that promotes our higher self and fills us with powerful emotions and unstoppable confidence. And that's just what we're going to do right now. Now, if you're not still standing up, it's best if you stand up for this. So get off your soft bits and stand up. I want you to think of a time of elation for you, real elation. Now, think hard about this. I'll slow down a bit. Maybe it was the success of passing an exam, or your driving test, or winning at a sport or a game, or doing something special for someone, or pulling off what seemed an impossible challenge at work. Come on, you can think of a moment of elation. If you really can't think, then just make one up. Just imagine you're scoring the winning goal in the World Cup final, or you've just been elected president. Come on, there's millions of things you can think. Once you have your chosen thought, then make it really strong. Fill your body with this elation. Yes, fill it. Now, at the peak of your elation, squeeze your thumb and forefinger together. Squeeze it. Okay, you're feeling great, get this elation, squeeze your thumb and forefinger. Do it 2 or 3 times. This creates an anchor for you, an emotional anchor. Now, at any time you want to instantly recall this elation in your body, just squeeze your thumb and forefinger together, as you did before. This will trigger the same thoughts and feelings of elation. If you don't get these feelings, then repeat the exercise again. You must generate the strongest feeling that you can get to get the most out of this. Once you've mastered this, you can switch on confidence whenever you want it. It's on demand for you. You don't have to wait for the Academy Awards. Anytime you're feeling lethargic, don't want to finish your daily tasks, or you don't want to approach someone or make a cold call, then squeeze your thumb and forefinger together and create your confidence anchor. Bring it back and live it. It works like magic, believe me. Now, it is possible that sometimes you might feel this anchor is weakening a little bit. If it does, don't worry about it. Just go through the exercise again to top up your batteries, so to speak. This has helped me in so many situations you cannot believe, especially when I wasn't looking forward to doing something like attending a difficult meeting. It changed my mood instantly, yeah, instantly. And I enjoyed the meeting and got exactly what I wanted from it. Use this simple anchoring technique and it will work wonders for you. I promise you. Another tool for your confidence armory is the ability to listen. Now, you might think this is a bit out of place in a session about confidence, but believe me, it's so important. Confidence is not just about being arrogant. In fact, it's not about being arrogant and flash. It's about believing in yourself and your abilities. Your ability to listen is a key skill that can easily be developed with practice. Now, it might astound you to know that I am a good listener. Yeah, I do a fair amount of talking, but not continuously. There's an old English saying, empty vessels make most noise, and it's one I believe very much. You must have come across people in your life that just talk and talk continuously, and if you really listen to what they're saying, it's mostly crap. One of the greatest compliments I ever received was, when Graham talks, everybody listens. You don't need to talk repetitively to be confident. You will gain so much more respect from people if you really listen to what they're saying. You were given 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. One of the biggest fears people have is rejection. We're gregarious by nature, and the need to be socially accepted is high on our instinctive priority list. But everybody gets rejected at some stage in their life, be it in business, relationships, sports, or just social situations. So how do you deal with it? Just make it your friend. What? Are you on something, Sledge? Not that I know of. Look, what I'm saying to you is, you have to deal with rejection in your life at some stage. We all do. So why not make it work for you? In the world of sales, it's a pretty well-known fact that it takes an average of 7 contacts to make a sale. This means 6 rejections. Build on rejections to achieve your desires. If a person says no the first time around, this never means they wouldn't say no forever. Don't take it personally, just move on. Deal with it as if you would any other negative thought. Just neutralize it with, oh, so what, or it's your loss, or simply next. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, don't take rejection personally. When I make new business contacts, I never get upset or feel down if the people I'm meeting don't accept what I'm proposing straight away. I just thank them for their time, wish them every success, and say to them, I really hope we can find a way to work together in the future. I've got to tell you, this has worked wonders for me in the past. A few have called me back in the next day and worked out a deal with me. One company actually referred me to a customer of theirs, and as a result, I landed a much bigger account from them than I would have done from the first company. This stuff really works. You just have to believe in it and apply it. Here's something you must know. Never be in awe of people. What do I mean? Never ever think that anyone is better than you. It doesn't matter if they're more successful, they look better, talk better, are more popular, have a nicer home or a nicer car. Look, it's all dross, okay? They breathe like you and me. They have good and bad days like you and me. Just respect them as an equal. And if it's worth it, learn something from them. How do you know if it's worth it? Well, I've got to tell you, some of the world's so-called stars are not all that smart. So you need to be the judge of whether it's worth spending your time listening to them and studying them. If they walk and talk confidently, then that's worth studying. To finalize this exciting session on confidence, I want to stress again to you not to be guided by your past. If I had let my past guide me, I would never be talking to you now, as my painful shyness when I was younger would have prevented me from doing this. Just learn from your past if it can help you, but never let it ruin your life. I told you at the beginning of this session that I wanted you to show me the progress you're making with your desires. So please go to the webpage link that I sent you with this download and provide me a summary of what you've achieved so far. Now, I don't want a novel. In fact, I would prefer if you just give me a summary like I gave you in the example of the creation of Your Self Miracle. Just one liner achievements like blueprint finalized, all necessary data gathered, 4 sessions written to schedule. Just something like this, you know? Now, you'll also be given the opportunity to ask me a question. This is totally optional, but I promise you that if you ask me something, I will reply to you as quickly as I can. Now, you can ask me anything, but please make it related to your desires or, of course, anything about Your Self Miracle. Please don't tell me your spouse doesn't understand you. I'm not a relationship expert, and I'm convinced that nobody's spouse understands them. I'm kidding, all right? As usual, once you've completed this simple task and sent it to me, then I will send you the next Power Pack session called Developing Your Power G's. Intrigued? You should be, as there's some really great stuff coming your way. Okay, what a great session. Practice the anchoring exercise until you're able to literally have the most powerful emotions available at your fingertips. Until the next time, my friend, go for it. And always remember, I'm watching you.